I think it's time for another episode of Santos Reviews Vibrators. By the way, I don't actually get paid to review vibrators. I just do it for fun, but if you wanted to, like, send me vibrators to review, I'd probably do it. This one is... It's one of those Chinese ones that has, like, four names. And it's from a company called Adora Me. I just always gravitate towards things I haven't tried. And this one is, like, it's meant to be, it's like a suction cup that vibrates. So, first of all, it charges, which is very exciting. No batteries. Every time I get one of those, I break it really easily, though, because I don't think the motors are as strong or something. I tend to break sex toys from overuse. Surprise, surprise. That's the noise it makes, so it's pretty quiet. It kind of sounds like cat purring. Just kind of tonguing it, and I actually bought it for nipple play, so we're gonna try that first. Just cause I've got kind of sensitive nipples, and you don't see many toys designed to target that kind of sensation. Okay. Well, that's not very strong. But it definitely feels like it's getting sucked a little bit. Let's try one of the higher settings. Oh, fuck. Yeah. Pretty close to the feeling of having my nipples sucked. Like, I had some lube right now. Wait, I have lotion. Okay, so this is my cheap ass scented lotion from a major chain store. It's like vanilla or something. Like, I don't even have to move it very much. I just kind of press it down. Like, it's a tiny little suction cup, and I press it down over my nipple, and... Okay, I'm gonna try the other. I almost don't know if I want to try that on that high of a setting on my clit, though. I'm not sure how this is gonna work, because I don't really... Okay, that's... Not really. I don't have, like, a big sticky-outy clit. I have a little, like, smaller one. And like the most sensitive spot is near the bottom of it. Like boys, when they go to finger me, they always finger like kind of high up on it. And I always have to like grab their hand and kind of push it down a little. And be like, there. It's like getting head from somebody who knows that, like, you really, really, really want them to fuck you, and they're giving you head just to torture you. Like, that kind of slow, like, no, I'm going to take my time with this kind of head, you know? And okay, so the higher setting was definitely a good idea. Yes, it was a very, very good idea. Oh. That sounds like snakes or some weird creature now, like. Insects burrowing in skin or something. Fuck. Insert things into your pussy that aren't strictly designed for it, shouldn't you? Definitely. Maybe we should just, for fun, make a list of weird things I've put into my pussy. It's not on my Cheerbit, because it was before I had a Cheerbit, but I did an audio where I fucked myself with a Red Bull can. Let's see, weird things I've masturbated with included, once with a menstrual cup, which was a really bad idea, led to my IUD actually pulling itself out and having to be replaced, and candles, and, you know, those expanding office stress balls, the ones that they give you for like work events. I got. Okay, back. Fuck, it's so much better now. I managed to get one inside me, and I thought it would expand, be really, really big once I got it in, but it barely expanded at all, so, like, I wanted the feeling of it just getting bigger and bigger inside me, like, and it didn't really do that. Toys, like vibrating cat toys and magic markers, and like I had this Sailor Moon alarm clock thing. I used to fuck myself with anything that like was vaguely phallic. Chapsticks and stuff when I was really young, trying to figure out why it would feel good to have a cock inside me. I could never quite get what I was looking for, though. want to go back to this for a minute. On the highest setting, it doesn't really suck very much. Like, it's like it. Oh, there we go. Okay. No, it doesn't really stay in there long enough to suck very much, so I don't like that. I want, like, the middle somewhere. Like, I want the intense. Oh, and I want that good, like, suction cuppy feeling, like it's sucking my nipples for me. You have to hold it so that your nipple stays, like, inside the suction cup while it vibrates, like, completely. You have to get the pressure just right, and then it does really feel like... like, you're getting your nipple sucked by a tiny little electric knob. Oh, I should have gotten two of these. How come I can't do it with my clit? I guess it must not be shaped the right way. It doesn't quite fit in there as nice. Oh, that's pretty good. That does kind of feel like it's getting kind of sucked and lapped out just right. Oh. It's not intense enough to make me come. It's like it was really, really amazingly intense tease. Like, I just wanna fucking... Oh my god. I have to keep my hand on it, though. If I let go of it, it doesn't quite hold the spot that I need it. And I only have... I'm recording this on my phone, so I only have one hand, and now I lost the spot. I think it still feels good, but it's not... Like, that was... that was like oh. completely new. This is, I didn't know if I would ever do it like this. Oh my god. Oh my god. This is like first time getting cream pie. This is fucking like first time getting cream pie when you're not on the pill. Good. Fuck. I don't know if I can handle this. Oh my god. If I die, tell my mom that I love her. And just like put them on every part of my fucking body. I wanna like get one on my clit and like push one deep up against my cervix so that it's just like sucking on the opening in there. And one on each of my nipples. And I'm gonna turn off the audio, but I might maybe see. I mean, at least the battery lasted longer than me, right? That's a good sign. I really like this vibrator.